Stomach and this and that. So then have to
go
back.
You can go this way.
The life you can, but this would be moist.
There's no real path there.
This path over here. They need to go around here.
This is an archaeological museum, proper. The whole building is an archaeological museum. The old carvings of various temples, deities, but they just keep it like a stone.
It's not open now.
No.
Is it open?
No.
You need this job, what we have to do.
Do
that you this way so far?
And you know, here, lesser the happier. Lesser the happier.
Lesser the happier.
Family planning, family planning.
That is a fact. Tippantani Hakkarpura. That is the verdict of Bhagavata. Tippantani Hakkarpura Bohudukkhavad. Kripana, na iha tippante. One or two child, in there, they are not satisfied. They want to produce more and invite distress more. Tippantani Hakkarpura Bohudukkhavad. But they are practicing in a different way. And Bhagavad recommends Brahmacharya. Great that Janmai sunali grihameri sugham sucham kanduyani nakarayo jivadukha yukham tippantani hakkarpura bohudukkha bhaga panditiva manasija visayeta dhira. Instead of begetting more and more children by sex, it is better to become a dhira and tolerate the eating sensation. This is enough. Reaching sensation is so strong, nobody can touch. You shall go inside? No.
Yes, we can go from here.
Unless one diverts attention to Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. One must have some business engagement. Just like in New York, as soon as there was electric failure for 4 hours, so many women became pregnant. Because he has no business in the darkness. But it was trendy to chant Hare Krishna. One could utilize the time for chanting Hare Krishna. But they have not such training. Nobody has such training. See how they will utilize this time. Come on, let us have. Although he knows,
especially Baba, when there is a famine, where there is no food, they have big famine.
Food, there is punishment. It is not there. I mean, it's punishment from the side of nature. She will not supply food to the rakshasa. That is a punishment.
Those are the people who have a lot of...
Otherwise, there is no question of population. You may have as many people, just like birds and beasts. They do not care for it. They have got enough. But they do not violate the laws of the nature.
One may argue that in nature there's this leveling out of the species, that one species kills another off so that the population is maintained at the proper level.
No species is killed by another species. It is rascal proposal.
Well, members of the species are killed by...
That is another thing. Jiva sajiva, jiva jivanam. One animal is eating another animal. That is another thing. But that does not mean species is finished. So that is nonsense.
No, I didn't mean. So the human being, the animals can't kill off the human being so that the people have to do it.
Huh? What is that?
The people have to do it to maintain the population level. We have to kill some of the children so that it doesn't become out of control, like the animals do it.
You are less than animals. You are a detached animal. You want to kill your children.
But they have no life. There's only amoeba in the womb.
Don't talk nonsense. Waste time. Rascal's proposal. Don't indulge in this rascal theory.
Now there is a society called Prevention to the Cruelty to Animals. At the same time, they are killing the animals also. They think they can adjust and control.
If there is a preordained karma, that say some human being should come into existence, or some soul should take some body. How can you reconcile this birth control with that?
Birth control by brahmachari, you become brahmachari.
No, this by this contraceptive and otherwise.
So that is most sinful actually. Hmm. Birth control should be done by restraint of sex life.
That is one way.
That is the way. Other way, all sinful.
Sinful, but sinful things are being committed.
They'll suffer, those who are killing, they will be killed. They will enter into the mother's womb and they will be killed. They will be punished. Tit for tat. That they do not. This way. These rascals, they have no education about the law of nature. Prakitakshyamanani, gunai paramani. They are acting very independently. But ahankara vimulatma, tattaham iti mannate. The rascals, ahankara vimulatma. So they are rascals. really punished. Just like a thief defies the laws of government, but they're punished.
Today is a matter of greatest coincidence. Just when I got up early in the morning to go for the walk, I thought of Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. Then I met you today. See, of course, myself and my wife are life members. We come sometimes. Mm. But morning chanting for me is rather very, it didn't happen. Mm. Today it happened. And I met you today.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am one of your life members.
Hare Krishna.
I think you're everywhere.
He is Mr. Raghav Rao, advocate. Yeah. I am also an advocate.
You understand?
Ramrao.
Oh, yes.
I am the earliest life member.
Almost. Extremely happy to see you. Discussion darshan today.
About bad control. So bad control means the father and mother should not become father and mother unless they take full responsibility for the children to save them from the reputation of birth and death. This is the Shastri Ginya. Pita na sasad, janani na sasad. Namo chayel ja samupita mitra. Everyone is in this material world. Going on in the cycle of birth and death, tathādehāntara prāpti, transmigrating from one body to another. And after many millions of years, he gets the chance of becoming a human being. Now, in this life, he can stop birth and death. Punajjanmajjaya. And that is Vedic culture. How to conquer over this process of reputation, birth and death. That is only possible in the human life. A chance is given. And if he misses his chances, then again he is in the cycle. Therefore, the father and mother's duty is to train up the children in such a way that this is the last birth, no more birth. Taktadiham punarjanva naiti. And that training, that is Krishna. But the things are different. Both the parents and the children, all of them, are going again to the cycle of birth and death and wasting the opportunity of getting a human life. This is modern civilization. They do not know this science. They are kept in darkness. This is so-called education. Mūrhā nābhijāna tīmāmi pakparam. Nati vidu sārta bhatiju. They do not know what is the destination of life. There is no education practically. The modern education is how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, how to have sex nicely, how to defend life. And that is the business of the animal. They know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex and how to do sex. So the extra intelligence of human being is making a royal edition of eating food, sleeping, sex and sex. What is called? Deluxe edition. The modern simulation is deluxe edition of animal life. That's all. Animal, deluxe edition. That's all. They do not know what is the end of life. So, as your life member, you should study all this philosophy. Life members, they are giving books and preach this and save this human. That is the deal. Paropoka. Human life is meant for paropoka. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hila ja. Janma sastha kari karo paropoka. Because they are in darkness, all duskers. Murha, Navijana, they do not know anything. And they're puffed up by their false education, false knowledge. Ahankara Bimura. I have no idea. Bimurātma. Kattāhum iti manu. They do not know how nature's law is working. Do they not know?
Since millions of years, we are having the births and rebirths, both animals and human life and all that.
Yeah. Cycle is going on.
Huh. So what is the end for this cycle? Any end?
The end, I have already explained.
Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Vera Swami.
Yeah.
Retired central excise officer and retired state officer. Mr. Goswami, he is from Bengal.
He is from Bengal. He is from Bengal. Where is Bari?
Howrah Jila.
Howrah Jila. How many years?
8 years complete. 9
years. What is your name?
I am Reserve Bank. Oh.
Ashman, sir?
I am Jai.
Sandhavala Ashman. So, our discussion for
the cycle is going on, that's what we're saying.
This cycle, we see, it is going on since millions of years. And it is likely to go on like this.
No, you can stop it. You are missing the chance because you're not serious about the end of life. You are not disgusted with the repetition of birth and death. That is foolishness. Just like a thief, a criminal, he is constantly put into the jail, but he is not disgusted. He is committing again and again and again. Punak punak chad vita chad banana. This is going on. This is foolishness. Does not make any provision, I have to stop it. That is for want of knowledge. This is me.
In olden days,
they knew it. That is Vedic culture. Because the Vedic culture is from the very beginning, the children were given instruction, brahmacharya.
It is said in some quarters that in olden days, because of the lack of so many amenities for our life and all that,
What is that? What is your ability? Your ability is that you work like an ass and dodge. That's your ability. Buddha. What is your ability? Can you stop that? Then what is your ability? You'll have to die. So it is false ability. It is struggle. You try to live, but nature will kill you. This is your ability.
He's talking of amenities. There are so many amenities now.
What is the meaning of this amenity? After all, we are going to die. Your all amenities will remain background.
In this short period of life, see, we are having more rather material pleasures, I say. Whatever.
What do you do with the material part? Suppose you have got good bank balance, nice house and everything, good society, things related. But at any moment, death will come and kick you. What you can do? Mrityu sarva rasam. Death will come and you'll take everything what you have got. Finish. And he'll make you a dog. Now bark. How can you stop it? Forget the kriyamana, you know, you can have it. We have practiced how to bark in the legislative assembly. Now go and become a dog and go on barking. Yow, yow, yow. This is life. We do not know what is life, what is the purpose of life. What is life? Asattam apratishtam te jagadahu anish. This is wrong. Asattam, somebody is saying, this is false. Asattam apratishtam. There is no cause. There is no God. This is wrong. Asattam apratishtam jagadahu anish. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And this Bhagavad Gita is Indian. Of course, it is meant for everyone, but it was spoken in India. And Indians have rejected. And if somebody takes it, he misinterprets and spoils himself and falls out. This is one. Their modern civilization is trying to mitigate miseries of life. And Bhagavad Gita proposes that first of all, try to understand what is your misery of life. Do you know what is the misery of life? Huh? What is the misery of life?
Misery of life is to live like this only. To live like this without divine knowledge or without...
Miseries of life, real miseries of life, that you are so eternal. Na jayate na mriyate va. There is no birth, there is no death. So therefore, the birth and death is real misery. Janma mithu jarabhyadhi dukkho dosanu darshanam. This is knowledge. But they have no brain. It is clearly said that na jayate na mriyate va. But these rascals never think why I am getting birth, why I am dying. So rascal. It is clearly said na hannate hannavane sarire. Where is that education? Do not know what is misery. And they are trying, struggling to get out of misery. But they have no knowledge what is the actual misery. And therefore Krishna pointing her. Janma mitru jara bhaadi dukkha dosha anujan. This is knowledge. Simply wasting time. They do not know what is the problem of life and how to solve it. They have no education. So, who says? Who says?
Either we can go a little longer and come back.
Yes.
Then we can go this way. The car is here if you want to go.
So, come on, let us go. Problem of life. But they do not care. Nobody is serious about this one. That we learn that I am Aham Brahmasmi, I am Spirit Soul, and Na Hanata Hanamani Sarire. I am not finished after finishing this body. Who is caring? Then what is my position? And any gentleman, suppose we have given notice that you have to vacate this house, this apartment. Your plan is finished. So he finds out another house. But what is this rascal doing? They are so foolish. The notice is there that every moment will be kicked out. And where you are going? Where to stay? And they are intelligent. Are they intelligent? They are struggling for existence. But who will allow you to exist? But these small brain cannot think. Will allow to exist. But that foolishly struggle for existence. Survival of the fittest. Who is fit? Does nothing.
Survival of the fittest theory may be applicable in all spheres. Because it means whoever...
Fittest means who problem. Does not get next a material body. He is fit.
Ah.
He is fit. Because as soon as you get a material body, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindi apritaye aptino. See, na sadhu manne jato atmano ayam asannati klesa dayata daya. Then man working day and night, pramatta, and acting just adverse to his interest. So Rishabhdev, this is not good. You should know that he has already got a body for which he is suffering, Pitar Jankar. And again he is creating another body. By his karma, he is creating another body. That soon as you get a material body, you will have to suffer. Either you become a king or a dog. Because you have got this material body, you have to suffer. Pitar Jankar. So, asannapi, place of the asana. This body will not exist. But it's still so long you exist in this body, you will suffer. But they have no brain how to solve this. I although they are solving that. Tattari hang punat janvana iti mama iti. So, paropakar. As you have become our life member, try to broadcast the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. That is the meaning of membership. Everything is there. We have got so many books. please thoroughly study Bhagavad Gita and think. Yes, please. Yes. Understand the philosophy of life, apply in own life, and try to spread among friends. In your bar library, you talk so many things. Why not talk about this?
That is it.
Yeah. Paropaka. That is paropaka. Everyone is in darkness. Durasayadi bahiratthamani. Nati vidu sathapatin hibhikhu. They do not know the goal of life simply by some false hope. They are accepting this material thing, material life as everything. Durasaya, bahiratthamani, external energy. This is the problem. Making plans to solve. No plan will solve this problem.
Then all of us, say when a day comes that when all of us can conquer death.
Oh yeah.
Then that means no rebirth.
Huh?
That means in that case no rebirth.
Rebirth means that you are eternal. So by karma you are put into this material world. So they struggle. Just like a fish, some or other, taken from the water and put in the land. So he all life stagnates. So he has to be put again. Then it's like perfect.
It is back to Godhead.
Yeah.
What is the mystery in that case that of universe or divine bringing up this life?
Huh? Bringing up this life?
Yes.
What is the mystery to bringing one to the criminal court? What is the mystery?
Karma. No, but karma. There must be some start somewhere, is it not so?
Start means that's like what is the starting point of a criminal? He wants to violate the laws and start. You can stop it immediately and you can start immediately. It depends on you. If you violate the law, you become criminal. If you don't violate, you remain in your own family. This is the start.
When this rebirth,
as soon as you defy God and you try to become independent, then the starting is immediate. And again, when you surrender, sarva dharma and paritraja mahansa, then stop. So stopping and starting is in your hand. That is karma. It is not that starting is done by somebody else. You start your business. And you stop your karma.
No, but just in the beginning, when the universe
came
up.
This is the beginning. That beginning is always there. It's like you are a gentleman. You can become immediately criminal. This is in your hand. So that you cannot find out the history. Because at any moment you can start.
This soul was once a gentleman.
Huh?
This soul.
Soul is eternal.
This took the birth of this human being or animal.
Yeah.
Was a gentleman.
Yes. He is gentleman by nature. But criminal by artificial means. Yes. As soon as
if you attain moksha, is that eternal? It's just temporary, you know, until you come last and then karma is last and then.
Moksha, there are two kinds of moksha.
Sir.
One, generally they like that. Two, remain in impersonal Brahma.
For a limited period.
Limited period, no. Because you cannot remain there. It's like if you go in this car. You cannot remain in this car. If you don't get any sense that you have to come again. They are trying to go to the other planet, but because they cannot, they come back again. Similarly, you are living entity. You want enjoyment. So what enjoyment you will have in the sky? You look at society, friends, love, everything. So this impersonalist, their moksha is temporary. Because they think by merging into the impersonal Brahma, I shall be happy. But that he cannot. Arutcha kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Although they go to the impersonal Brahma, but there is no ananda. The living entity is seeking after anandamaya vyasat. By nature, he is seeking ananda. So, you do not get any ananda.
Is that merger itself not ananda?
No ananda. Mm-hmm. It is eternity, but no ananda. So, eternally, how you can remain without ananda?
So
you have to come back again. Because here there is something ananda, although it is temporary. So unless you go to God and dance with Him, you'll have to back up. So impersonally, they cannot reconcile how God can be personal. Because they have got very bad experience of personal here. They think God is also a similar person. He thinks God is also a human being like me. They are not intelligent.
What is the stage at which this Atma will get merged with Paramatma?
Hmm?
This Atma will get merged with Paramatma, then there
that
is no
merge. You cannot merge.
Yeah.
You simply imagine. Merging means imagine the spiritual atmosphere. But without ananda, you cannot stay there. Therefore, you have to come back again to this material. Suppose you are an advocate and you are given some place. So, without any practice, how long will you remain there? If I say, please remain here happily, without any practice, how long will you remain? We want some activity that we all need for ananda. We are trying to get that ananda, but that is temporary, that is not satisfying us. Therefore, being disgusted, we want to stop it and merge. But there is also temporary. Unless you go back to home, back to order, there is no complete life. Therefore, Krishna comes and shows by his spiritual activity. He's playing with the boy, he's dancing with the girls, he's killing the demons and so many activities. There is ananda. Satchidananda vigraha. They are all spiritual. You have read our Krishna book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is everything. So as far as possible, we are trying to give people real knowledge from this hospital. Now it is up to them to accept and take advantage of it and practice. Yeah.
Yes, Swamiji is discussed this evening.
Yes.
You are doing greatest service to humanity throughout the world.
At least I am trying. But it is very difficult. We have to spoil hundreds of gallons of blood before one comes to to the point. Mm. Very simple thing. Only our leaders of the society, they're sleeping. They are misguided themselves and misguiding others. That is it. Now be advocate of Krishna. Yeah. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar.
How long you are going to be in Hyderabad?
And I'm going day after tomorrow. I'm going to Delhi.
Most of your time you are in States.
Yes. That's why I'm coming from Europe. States, Europe.
What is the method of attaining permanent anam, Swamiji? Permanent anam.
Your spiritual life? When you are not enwrapped with this material body, then you are.
But then that life itself is temporary and then...
No, that is not temporary, that is permanent. That is to stay with God, that is permanent.
No, but you will do so only so long as you are in your body, is it not? Mm-hmm. After you leave the body, then you might attain moksha for a temporary period.
No, that is impersonal. Mm-hmm. And those who actually go to God, they remain in their spiritual body.
As between meditation and kirtan, which is the easier and better? Kirtan is better. Yeah.
Meditation means you think of your business and how sleep. It's not easy. That is meditation.